What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And we are back with the Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Thanks to Michael Caputo, and certainly thanks to Ken Hamilton, two good people who called to wish me a happy retirement, and I really appreciate it. They're actually cutting down trees in the next house, so you might hear a little bleed through, but probably not. Are you hearing any lumberjack sounds, Tony?
Not at all.
How about you, Buzzy? You have acute hearing.
I have not heard one thing, Sandy.
Even with his super hearing, he doesn't hear anything, so I guess we're okay.
Yes.
Okay, I have three questions. One of them I've already laid out, but okay, here are the three questions. Google employees, and there are 200,000 of them, just so you know, will work at least until next summer, the summer of 2021. What about you? Are you working from home? Are you staying at work at home? Do you like to work at home? Are they going to bring you in? It's like the spy who came in from the cold. Are you disappointed you have to go in? You'll have to try your shoes on again. You'll have to try your pants on again, make sure they fit. I know the first time I left, I had been in here like a month. I tried my pants on, and luckily they fit. Because I'm thinking, wow, this isn't good. What if they say to come in and my pants don't fit? They're all the same size. I got a lot of pants, but they're all the same size. If one doesn't fit, none of them fit. Luckily they did, so I didn't have a problem with it. So that's the first question. Google employees, 200,000, will work from home until at least the summer of 21. What about you? And do you like it? And are you going to stay that way? The second question, if Biden doesn't debate, could you vote for him? Maybe you're a Biden fan, but in real, honest-to-goodness consideration, could you do it? Could you do it? Could you say, okay, he won't debate, he's hiding out, he won't even come near the president, there's got to be a reason for it. He doesn't seem to know where he is most of the time, but if he's not going to vote, if he's not going to debate, I'm not going to vote for him. I'd like to know. Or maybe you vote for him anyway. And the third question, baseball. Should we give up trying? Already the first couple of games, a lot of them canceled, and there's such a protocol to have a safe game that it's hardly worth the effort as far as I'm concerned. No people in the stands. Of course, they're doing that with horse racing. But with horse racing, it's different. It doesn't really matter. It's nice if the people are in the stands. It's perhaps better if the people are in the stands. But the actual spectacle of the race is fine. So I don't think it's going to get hurt that much. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Also, if you go to the new Sandy Beach Facebook page, there's some new entries, including me and Ella, when Ella I came by a couple of years ago with a pie for me. Totally surprised me. There's a picture of her and I out on the couch out in the lobby next to the elevator. And it was one of my highlights of being in Buffalo is to see Ella and have a chance to sit and talk to her. And she is such a doll. She really is. She is like a quality woman. 803-0930 is the number, 1-800-616-9236, *930.
I'm still looking at the dance moves, by the way.
Oh, yeah, the dancing that we put on there, never sent us, allegedly, a picture of him dancing with the Temptations, but it's very clearly edited, okay? Clearly edited. It's like next he'll be Michael Flatley, Lord of the Dance. So we decided, oh, yeah, you put up a phony one. We'll put up a real one, a real picture of me really attempting, anyway, to dance with the Temptations, which is not easy to do. I'll tell you that right now. Okay, so if you want to see that, check that out. All right, okay. Four more Marlins have tested positive. I just got a note.
Yeah, four more Marlins this morning testing positive. One who had tested positive over the weekend had tested negative today. So that game again canceled, and Yankees, Phillies also canceled as the Phillies wait for their test results.
Wow. Okay, you're a baseball fan. Well, both of you are baseball fans. Is it worth all this?
Personally, and I think Tony's probably going to disagree with me. I know Chris Johnson disagrees with me. Personally, I love having baseball back. It's one of these normal things. Again, I'm not the one putting myself at risk every day for this virus. So I know it's easy for me, the guy watching it on TV, to say. I do realize that. But I've really enjoyed, as poorly as the Mets played over the weekend, really enjoyed having baseball back.
All right, Tony, is it worth it?
No, it's not. I can't bring myself to watch it. Even if they didn't get stupid and put the Black Lives Matter banner on their pitching mounds and players taking a knee. By the way, kudos to the Cleveland Indians for bucking the trend and standing for the national anthem. Bravo to you guys. But I watched some of the exhibition, and without the fans in the stands, it is boring, and I'm afraid football is going to be the same way.
And shame on the Pagulas. The reason I say this, I understand from people driving by the stadium that they've posted a large Black Lives Matter sign. Assuming they did it, and it's not some just rogue who happened to be driving by in the neighborhood, assuming they put the sign up, and I think that's a pretty good assumption, I'm very disappointed. Kim Pegula has already said publicly that she would not take a knee. She came here from Korea, if I'm not mistaken, and then they brought the family over and all that, and they've been very successful. The community has embraced them, and they've embraced the community. And putting a Black Lives Matter sign to me is capitulation. It's just saying, don't hurt me. Don't touch me. Don't boycott me. And I think that's wrong.
I agree with you. And you're seeing all kinds of big business, big corporations. They couldn't wait to get out there where they call it virtue signaling. Oh, look at us. We're all, you know, yeah. we're there with you. So you're right. Don't protest us. Don't boycott us. Yeah. You know, we're there for you.
I thought the Pegulas had more gumption than that, but apparently I was wrong. If they're the ones that put it up, then I'm wrong. I'm not wrong, but if somebody else put it up and they don't know it, well, we'll have to give them the benefit of the doubt. You know what's funny is it almost leads me to an old joke. If somebody is a real pain in the neck to you, and you finally meet up with them, and here's a great line. Say it's Harry. Harry's a real pain in the neck. So you text Harry a note that says, Harry, I think I should warn you. Some idiot is sending me texts and using your name, which is usually a pretty good comeback. But I thought the Pegulas were made of stronger stuff. And when you got the kind of billions of dollars you have, you know, you should be able to stand it unless you believe it. Well, you know, we've always got to go to, do they believe it? And is it really Black Lives Matter? Or is it the group that has kind of hijacked Black Lives Matter? Don't know the answer to that.
I think, you know, the possibility that there are lots of people out there that don't understand that Black Lives Matter is a Marxist organization and funneling money to the Democrats. That's all they're there, and they're not helping anybody in the black community. They're not repairing businesses that were destroyed by rioters and looters. They're not helping anybody.
That's exactly right. They're out for themselves, basically. Okay, we'll take a break and then return and take some calls on News Radio 930 WBEN. Boy, if Ken Hamilton is listening, Ken, our text has got a few people who are very, very happy to be going to the wedding with you. So I guess it'll be your choice. What a nice array of choices. One might suggest a photo, because he's. Do you think he needs a photo, guys?
and a steak around the neck.
yeah, a raw steak around the neck would be good. You must be upright. That's he has very strict rules.
He does.
And you have to wear shoes. we're not particular, but upright and shoes are two pretty important things to us.
And wear a mask. It'll help.
A mask.
Yes.
For her.
Yes.
Bring an extra one for her. Yeah. Tell her if she doesn't turn out to be what you really like, tell her she has to wear the mask all the time, even on the way home.
Oh, man. we're going to pay for this.
I got the best-looking girl in the restaurant, and she's with me, and her name is Bernadette. Let's go to line three, Todd, on a cell phone. Todd, you're on WBEN.
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, first off, I think baseball should be done with for the year. Just touch off on that real quick. But what I was calling about, Sandy, was the school openings. I know it's a little off your subject today, but I just wanted to bring up, I think we lost the logic and critical thinking of this. I was talking to my mom last night even about this. In the 50s, for instance, you guys, I was according to St. Jude Research, millions of people worldwide died of influenza. On top of what you guys had was measles, whooping cough, mumps. There's also cholera. Polio was still around because the vaccine just was introduced in the 50s.
Yeah.
You also had the nuclear war threat. You had the magical desk that you hid underneath, and that stopped the nuclear weapons from killing kids at school, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Why didn't they close any schools down then?
Well, as you progress, you learn, hopefully. And as you learn, remember, all of the things that you mentioned took lives. I don't know how many, but each of them took lives. So maybe we didn't have the intelligence to make moves that we would make today if they showed up. And I think that's the reason we have to set them up like that. I don't ever recall having a day off from school for any of the things you mentioned. And the most absurd, of course, is putting our heads under the desks in case the Russians were going to bomb us. Your head would be in Cheektowaga if you did that, and so that's not a good idea. But I think it's as we learn, we change.
But at the same time, we're not forcing kids to go back to school either.
No.
The parents' choice to say, you know what, I'm not comfortable, that's fine. That is absolutely 100% your choice. But we got to stop shutting everything down in the hopes that we're going to save lives when COVID, unfortunately, really isn't that deadly, scientifically proven.
Well, that's a prerequisite. Are you comfortable enough to send your kid to school and you go back to work? And if you're not, you keep your kid home and he or she gets behind. It's not an easy answer. Because the convenient thing would be get the kid off to school. You can take a breath of fresh air and either clean the house or do something or go back to your job, depending on what it is. But it's not an easy one, especially involving children. Anything involving children requires a lot of thinking about it.
Absolutely. Well, I just
okay.
points up, but I agree. I understand what you're saying, too. I just think right now I think we're walking a little bit too safe, especially on a virus that I know.
Yeah, I understand that, but just remember, it's like the lottery. People play it; they know they're not going to win it, but somebody does, and it's the same thing playing the lottery of sending kids to school, assuming everything's all right. If any kids die, then you'd never be able to live with it.
Right. Good point.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Beamer, how about a couple of Facebooks?
Well, Sandy, since we are talking baseball, or I was just looking at baseball as well, we'll start with that one. Should baseball give up trying? Dennis says, stop with the politics, play the games. I think there is a way to do this. It's one outbreak. We saw overseas how they were able to continue to go on. I think if they contain it to just the one team infected now, we'll still play ball.
You know, I don't know, and I've not heard a discussion. Comparing things in America with comparing things overseas, we have different atmosphere here, different air, different water, different lifestyles, different diets, different exercise regimens, different physicians. And remember, even brilliant physicians sometimes disagree. So if you had two physicians, one said this and the other said that, either one of them could be right or either one of them could be wrong, or they could both be right or wrong. It's not an easy choice, but it's not a slam dunk because it worked in Europe that it'll work here.
Yeah. And it's worked so well in South Korea, like I said, socially distanced, but they've let fans back into the stadium. I mean, can you even imagine that being talked about here?
No, but the first thing I do is see if South Korea is doing something differently than we are. And if they are, if it's worth giving it a try, do it. But remember, too, I don't know, and I don't think they know everything. The South Korean eating habits may be different than ours.
Oh, yeah.
The drinking habits may be different than ours. If it's a virus that nobody knew until, less than a year ago. So we have to look at every aspect, not just say that South Korea is doing it, and why don't we do it?
Yeah, but if it's okay to protest and riot in the streets, and that's supposed to be safe, and nobody's going to catch COVID that way, which is a lie because we've seen a big spike, then why shouldn't it be okay to play baseball, right?
That's a good point. Here we're doing bending over backwards to be as safe and sanitary as we can, and yet we go out like monsters and start burning things down and throwing Molotov cocktails and things like that.
Look at Seattle and Portland. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Portland, 60 days, I think, in a row, burning things down.
When it comes to baseball, I just have to say, I am going to be a little upset if they cancel the season before my Mets face mask comes in the mail.
Oh, okay. You don't want to miss that because the Mets are really doing themselves proud this year. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Beach and Company, and I'm Sandy Beach. And here's what we have for questions. Oh, by the way, Mike Randall from Channel 7 is going to be interviewing me tomorrow. I don't know if it'll be on tomorrow. It's more likely to be on Thursday. But don't miss it. That's on Channel 7, WKBW-TV. And Randall's a really good guy, and he's a friend. And he's the only interview I've accepted is Randall's. So if you want to check out anything, it'll be right there. Google employees, and there's 200,000 of them, will work from home until at least the summer of 2021. What about you? Are you working from home? Has your employer given you any indication of when they're going to call you back in? Are they ever going to call you back in? Have they found that it is less costly to do it this way? Do your pants fit? The reason I ask, do your pants fit, you probably haven't worn them in the last 3 months. But if you have, it's important that they fit, all right? A second question, if Biden doesn't debate, could you vote for him? I could never, even if I had a candidate, if they refused to debate, that would be a big red signal to me, a big red flag. Because if you can't debate in a primary against an American, what happens when you have to go head-to-head with Putin? Putin is the go-to guy for these kind of things, so... That's my answer. And baseball, should we just give it up for this season? I think so. They're playing, you know, although I love the publicity for Joe Salen and Salen's, which, by the way, I heard an interview with Joe Salen, and they said, this is going to be great for people who don't know what Salen's is. Anybody that doesn't know what Salen's is should be pushed off the end of the earth, okay? Salen's hot dogs are the best hot dogs. And long before I met Joe Salen, when I was in Wisconsin, people would come up to visit. They would freeze a freezer full of Salen's hot dogs, and I'd have them up there. They were like a gift that everybody brought, knowing how welcome they'd be. And I was up there for 5 years. And I had a lot of people come up to visit, and they all brought Salen's. So as much as I like the fact that Salen's name is on the stadium, it's a great hot dog. I mean, it really, none better. And I don't get any for free, by the way. But I want to tell you how good they are. Let's go to line 2, Fred in New Mexico. Fred, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning. I'm kind of broken up that you're going to be off, but I'm happy for you.
Well, thank you, Fred. That's very nice of you.
In fact, this morning I woke up and I had, I was laying on my back and I had tears in my ears just thinking you were leaving.
Oh, that's a country song. I've got tears in my ears from lying on my back, from staying up all night over you. Well, thank you. I'll tell you what, next time I'm going through New Mexico, I'll give you a call. And depending on where I am in New Mexico, where you are in New Mexico, maybe we'll get together for a cup of coffee or something, because I always enjoyed talking to you, Fred.
That'd be great, really. And I'll try the same thing when I'm in Buffalo, picking up my Salins.
Oh, absolutely. When you're in Buffalo, absolutely. We'll go to the Pancake House or some place that we like that has good breakfast. Londa's has a good breakfast, and we'll have a good time.
Yeah.
You know what I do intend to do? I do intend, after a couple of weeks are over, on the new Sandy Beach Facebook page, like if I'm going down to get a cheeseburger at the certain place that I go, or I'm going out to lunch at a certain place that I go, I might post it. If anybody wants to come along, you know, and just chit-chat and reminisce, we can do that.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be fun to do. I think, now, I'm not going to pay for your meal. We won't get crazy about this.
Oh, no.
And I won't let you pay for mine. We'll just kind of get together.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure now.
You were just looking for a free meal?
Something out of it.
Well, you should. Jeez, what an ungrateful guy I am. Imagine that. I should pay for everybody's meal. Remember, up until another day or so, I work for Entercom. So I don't exactly splash the money around, if you get my drift.
Gotcha.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Fred. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay, let's take a break, and then when we come back, we'll talk to my friend Don from Pennsylvania on News Radio 930 WBEN. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236 and star 930. Let us go to line 4, and it is my friend Don. Don, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy, and good morning, Tony. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing okay. We got two to go after this one. What's going on, Don?
A couple of things. First of all, Ken Hamilton, he was always a class act, and I've always enjoyed his commentary.
Yeah, I enjoy the things he writes, too. Occasionally, he's writing something, he will send me a copy of it, and it's always good, always uniformly good.
Yeah, he's definitely a class person. Second, when Dan Neverth called this morning, my wife was in stitches. She couldn't stop laughing.
He is a funny man. I have to give him that. He's a little nuts, of course, but he is funny.
You know, that leads me to the next statement. Being as you'll be retired in a couple of days, and he already is, why don't you guys team up and become a comedy duo and go around Buffalo area and make a few extra bucks and have a lot of fun doing it?
Yeah, you know, at one time, Bernadette had recommended that I travel around different markets where Entercom has stations and just do some shtick there for a couple of weeks at each station and do that. And that sounds interesting, but we never did it. But making it a local thing would probably be a lot easier. It might be some fun. One of the things I thought is I'd like to visit nursing homes, kind of go through what's going on in the world, kind of clear it up and straighten it out, and they might find that interesting.
Yeah. Well, when you talk about Entercom, just in Philadelphia alone, I think they have 6 stations.
Yeah, I could go down there, stay in your spare bedroom.
Not. Get up questions.
Yeah. The questions. The first question, Google employees, 200,000 of them, will work from now until at least summer of 2021. What about you?
Okay. First of all, I am also already retired, so it isn't something that I would have to deal with. But for people who are married and they both work, do you know how much money a married couple could save if one of the two people could stay at home? I mean, it's amazing. A lot of people travel up to an hour a day each way back and forth to their job. Some of them have to go on a turnpike where you have to pay a toll. And the price of gas at $2.50 or so a gallon, it's incredible the savings you could have. And I also read an article years ago that when two people in a family work, the husband and wife, they have a tendency to go out and eat a lot more often than they would if only one had to go to work. Now, the savings there would be tremendous also. So there's a lot of you got clothes you can save on. There's a lot of savings if you don't have to go into work.
Well, I'm telling you, I know that. You spend hardly any money. You just pay the bills and bring in the groceries, and that's about it. Nobody goes shopping. You don't go to a movie. You don't go to a play. You don't go to a wrestling match. There's nothing to spend your money on. And that's nice because you can build up a nice little nest egg while you're not going to work.
Absolutely. The second question about Biden debating.
Yes.
Well, I think his chances would be enhanced if he doesn't debate because Mr. Trump would clean his clock.
Well, we expect that to happen. I think he has to debate. But if he doesn't, I think he would lose even some of the ones that he thinks he has. First of all, I don't think the far left of the Democratic Party think he's left enough right now. So I think he's going to have to give them everything but his firstborn child in order for them to accept him as the right candidate. Regarding baseball, Don, I know you're a baseball fan. Should they just give it up for this season?
No, I don't think they should give it up. Definitely should not give it up. But I just had a bulletin come across here.
What's that?
You know those cardboard spectators they have in the background?
Yeah, we used to have them for the natural, and now they use them on different things, yeah.
At least 9 of them came down with the flu.
The cardboard spectators now have the coronavirus. That's good. I like that.
Don, I do have some good news for you.
What's that?
All the Phillies tests have come back. 0 positive COVID-19 tests. So they've all come back negative.
Thank you very much. That'll make my day.
Have you ever been to a Phillies game down there, Don?
Oh, yeah. I went quite a bit. Years ago, I haven't done it recently. I would rather sit in my living room where the bathroom is 10 feet away.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let me ask you this, though. We grew up with Fenway Park. How does the park the Phillies play in stack up to Fenway?
I've always loved Fenway Park. I mean, that was just so unique and different, and it's still there today, and I just love that place. Of course, I was a kid, and it was a lot easier to enjoy something like that, make a big deal out of it. But
yeah, I liked it when I was with you, and then when I went to Boston to radio school, I still liked it. Of course, it wasn't cheap to go to a game, and we didn't have any money, but occasionally we'd round up enough money to be able to go. And when you walk out and among the seats and you see the field for the first time and you see the green monster, and you think, this is where Ted Williams played? Are you kidding me? Just gorgeous. There's something about it. Baseball and Fenway Park it's like Wrigley. I'm sure the people that go to Wrigley feel the same way. There's something sacred about it.
There's no question that there's something sacred about parks of that stature. Yeah, no question about it. I guess I'll never see Fenway again, but I would like to go one more time, but I doubt I ever will. And that leads me to another question. If baseball does stop playing, how are they going to treat the players and their salaries? I have no...
Yeah, it depends on what the master contract called for. I assume that this could be a state of emergency, and there must be some out because I can't believe they'd all get their full salary with not playing any. Okay, before I say goodbye, you're already retired. I'm going to be retired in 2 days. Give me the most helpful hint you can on being retired. Now, we haven't worked this out ahead. I have not given you a lot of time to think about it. Give me the one most helpful hint, the thing you found the most helpful in your retirement.
Forget you own a couch.
Oh, gee, I love my couch. And I love my recliner.
Well, I'm going to say the less time you spend in either one of those two, the better off you would probably be.
You've been talking to Bernie, haven't you? Not to sit in the couch. She has already given me it's not the couch, it's close to it. It's right next to it, actually. It's the recliner. All women hate recliners. They hate them, unless you're on a date, of course. But they do hate them. They don't want you to sit there. You work 60 years, so you can just sit there and enjoy the couch. No way. It doesn't happen. You might as well die when you're 10, because they're never going to let you just sit there and enjoy it.
Well, time will tell after the next couple of days, Sandy.
If you get a call and I say, Don, I've not been to your house. Do you have a guest bedroom? If you get that call, you'll know I'll ask for your GPS address so I can come down and sit on your couch.
Okay, very good.
All right, Don. Say hi to Barbara for me. Good to talk to you.
Say hi to Bernadette. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care. What do you think, guys? I'm getting lectured about the couch, which is the same as the recliner.
Absolutely.
I love sitting in that recliner for hours and on end and not doing anything physical. That's
come on, is there anything better than napping in the recliner?
Oh, napping. Napping. Napping's better than sex.
I agree with that.
If you can nap during sex, it's not advisable. But just a light nap with no snoring, you ought to be able to get away with it, you know?
You think.
She'll think you're just being passionate if she wakes up and hears...
Get up and do something.
Yeah, do something. Here, clean the window. Now, she does a lot of work around the house. She does all the work around the house. So I don't want to take over her jobs. I don't want to insult her by
not doing that you
hard,
could or capable of doing
work.
Them.
Yeah, the hard work that she does. She does it all now, and I don't want to usurp her position here in the house.
Should I tell Bernadette the time you tried to vacuum out the fireplace?
No, it's not necessary. That is not necessary. All right, we'll take a break and return with Mad Tony and Bad Buzzy on News Radio 930 WBEN.